Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a treat this afternoon? As the song says, who can take a sunrise and sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two? Yes, indeed, the Candyman can. And the Candyman himself, Mr. Gabe Ibarra, is in the house tonight for our historic broadcast down here on the first Thursday of the month. We are broadcasting down live at Main Gate Square from 910 East University Boulevard, just west of Park, from Campus Candy. And the party is just getting underway over here. I am surrounded, my friends, by every kind of an imaginable candy, every nut, every grain, every sweet, every tart, every chocolate, every gummy. It's orientation week here at the University of Arizona. What do you expect? Anyway, come see us here on your way home from work. Come down to Main Gate Square for the first Thursday Art Walk. There's no better place to be on this beautiful Thursday night. The weather is perfect. There's a buzz in the atmosphere. There's all kinds of action down here on Main Gate Square. Ben's Bell's project have some design work going on. Cafe Luce has got Keegan Ryder and Tracy Martino doing their stuff over there. Campus Athletic has got the Kindness Corridor mural, which is just getting underway. Of course, we're here live at Campus Candy. Dunkin' Donuts has a public participation mural. Some live music for live music enthusiasts going on here at Geronimo Plaza. Latin Project is going to be playing from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. An outdoor movie following that, El Alambrista by Alfonso Sagón, is going to be broadcast here in Geronimo Plaza. There's a great happy hour at Pasco Kitchen and Lounge. Live music by Rondella Del Rio from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight here at the People's Gallery. University Perfumes right here in Main Gate Square is giving away free samples of tea, and this is something that you definitely want to take advantage of. And then right across the street from where we're broadcasting now over at Witch Witch, there's live music by One Heart Beat. And then, of course, the famous Witch Bag Decorating Contest is going on right now here at Main Gate Square. Now, listen, Gabe Ibarra, the manager over here at Campus Candy, is giving all of our listeners a special. If you come into Campus Candy tonight up until closing at 9 p.m. and you mention this radio broadcast, you can say radio, you can say Matt Russell, you could say On the Menu Live, you can say anything about this show that you want, and they're going to give you 50% off everything in the store. 50% off of everything in the store up until closing tonight if you mention this radio broadcast. And, my friends, that includes the great frozen yogurt that they're serving up here, healthy, delicious frozen yogurt that's going to beat the heat of this day, as well as cheesecake packaged up for you from our friends over at the Cheesecake Factory. Again, friends, come on over. See, they're coming in the door right now. They've got their instructions for orientation. They're wondering what all the ruckus is about. In fact, they're going to go up there, they're going to mention the live broadcast, and they're going to get 50% off of everything in the store here up until 9 o'clock. I love doing these live broadcasts because I get people looking at me like they're hungry, like they're thirsty, and we always fulfill on the Menu Live. Anyway, we're going to go right to my favorite segment of the show. I missed talking with her last week because I was out of town, but the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room is on the line to talk about the wine of the week. Hey, Yvonne, what's going on?
Matt,
you know,
you kill me, buddy, with all those screaming deals you come up with.
50% off of candy, of yogurt, of cheesecake, of they've got the world's largest jawbreaker here that takes days and days to eat, half off. Now, I have to resist the temptation to ask you what kind of wine you would pair up with a jawbreaker, Yvonne Fouché, but if anyone can answer that question,
it's
you.
Take a minute.
Anyway, I missed talking with you last week. I understand we had a great show with my friend Jerry Heinze sitting behind the microphone for me. All kinds of great barbecue wines that you talked about last week, the perfect time of the year to barbecue. But we're here to talk about the wine of the week this week. What say you, Yvonne Fouché?
You know, this wine of the week this week is actually also my wine of the month. And I just can't get over this wine. It is the Darby and Joan Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's from Our Wines out of Australia. Now, this wine is unfortunately part of the demise of our wines, and Chris Ringland, who went out of business last year, and he, everything he made was stellar, absolutely everything, and it was just so wonderful. I used to sell this in the shop for $13.99. I have this on sale for $7.99 because I bought everything that's left in the United States.
Oh, don't do it, Yvonne. You know, if when you do things like that, you know, there's a capacity that you have, and the fire department is going to show up at Catavitas wondering how you're going to get 300 people in your store. $7.99 for this world-class Cabernet. What gives?
Oh, man, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, this thing was always a huge seller in the shop, so this is a slam dunker. This is a home run. It's got, like, plums, cherries, a little bit of juniper. There's some boysenberry in it, some licorice. The tannins are a sweet tannin. They're not a tart tannin. It's just an absolutely stellar wine. It's called Darby and Joan, and it's by All Wines out of Australia. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited. I had another wine picked out as my wine of the month last year, this month. And the day before I was going to put it out on the racks, the distributor called me and she said, we've got 11 cases of this left. And I'm like, I'm taking it.
Yeah, they'll be gone by Saturday.
Oh, yeah, this is a screamer. So, yeah, this is a wonderful wine to kick it off with.
So, you know, give our listeners a sense of the Cabernet world that has evolved outside of the United States. I mean, when you think of good, you know, chewy, beefy Cabernets, your mind automatically takes you to Napa. I mean, I don't think Sonoma can compete, I think, with a couple of the vintners. But, you know, Napa kind of is the epicenter of all things cabs here in the United States. What is it about an Australian cab that you think makes it so unique to that part of the country?
Well, Barossa is also the perfect climate to grow these kinds of wines and these kinds of grapes, and they do become very chewy. I mean, this really is of the chewier style, which would be of a Napa style in Australia. I mean, Chris Ringland, he was just such a stellar, skilled winemaker, and everything he did, it just sold through the roof no matter what it was. I mean, a lot of his wines were very, very popular, so... it's just the climate. You know, the climate is what creates the conditions. They call that the terroir. And it's what does the grape, how does it ripen? And when does it ripen? And, you know, what is contributed by the soil? So this is so close to the Napa in terms of its alignment in the terroir. So, yeah, if you love the big Napa wines, you're going to love this one. Or Amador County. Amador also has wonderful, wonderful Zinfandel. This is the same type of climate for it.
So I'm thinking as I'm gonna coat my 2.5-inch thick ribeye with some kosher salt and some seasoned pepper, and I'm gonna throw that on the sear zone on my alfresco grill. This is the perfect find for that kind of a wine that will really stand up to that cut of meat.
Oh yeah, and not only that, it's the type of wine that it goes perfect with food. And I think of pork as well when I think of this, or barbecue, any kind of barbecue. But it's also the kind of wine that you can sit around and sip on while you're waiting for the meat to cook.
Beautiful. So only for $7.99, this is the kind of a thing, enjoy before your meal, enjoy after your, you know, with your meal, after your meal. This is a great, versatile, stand-up Cabernet, the Darby and Joan Cab from Our Wines in Australia, only for $7.99. In fact,
right.
The wine of the week and the wine of the month. Get yourself over to Catavinos at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell, for this great wine tasting that Yvonne has put together tonight, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now, you've got this great cab that you featured as the wine of the week. How does that play along with your theme that you put together for this weekend?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I have a dear friend that in 81, him and I started architectural school together, and we kind of commiserated throughout the entire our entire careers before I chucked it and became a wine shop owner. And it's his birthday today. And so the tasting this weekend, I said, Robert, you pick the wines. Well, wouldn't you know, he stockpiled, in the last sale that I got on the Darby and Joan, he stockpiled cases of the Darby and Joan. And it's like, this is so appropriate. So he's picked the wines here, and the Darby and Joan is he's got a few cases sitting in his bedroom right now. So this week what we're doing is Robert's favorite wines in the shop, which is amazing because when he told me the wines that he loved in the shop, I looked at him and I said, this is kind of reminiscent of Yvonne's picks.
Right,
only these weren't the ones that we put in my tasting. They were the ones that I thought, well, I can only have six, so how many can I put in? So he's requested a beautiful Belle-style Prosecco, which is real minerally and just a lovely Prosecco, a Gewürztraminer, because his wife likes to cook spicy foods, and the Gewürztraminer is perfect for spicy foods. So a Gewürztraminer. Then we have an estate Pinot Noir out of Argentina, the Umberto Canale. Then, of course, the Darby and Joan. Then Sexton, Zinfandel out of the Central Coast of California, which has become another favorite in the shop. And then the McManus Winery, another Zinfandel. So he's a big Zinfandel. He likes the big wines, and so do I.
Beautiful. Yeah, the Sexton has been one of the Russell family's favorite Zins. And as a matter of fact, I think you probably turned us on to the Sextons over there. Anyway, you know, you're an architect. This colleague of yours, this customer of yours is an architect. We share so many things in common when it comes to wine. I think everything that he has showcased for this weekend's tasting is really going to please my palate. I can't wait to see you down at the wine tasting this weekend and get my hand on several bottles of that cab.
You go for it. I'll put them aside for you because once they're gone, they're gone.
Once they're gone. You heard it here first, folks. Anyway, Yvonne, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Katavinos. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk about my 20th wedding anniversary and where I had dinner. You don't want to miss that. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Katavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
So here we are on an historic occasion as my lovely wife Nancy and I are here celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary. And when we thought about all of the options here in Southern Arizona to spend this wonderful evening, we thought we would go to the epicenter of romantic dining here in Southern Arizona. And we went up to the hill to Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. And as we just completed what I think was an amazing culinary experience, my good friend Chef Albert Hall decided to stop by and see how everything was going. And I had to sit him down for just a couple of minutes to acknowledge the critical role that he played in this wonderful historic wedding celebration. Albert, how's it going, my friend?
Going very well, thank you, and congratulations on such a wonderful milestone.
Yeah, 20 years. I'm amazed that she has put up with me all this time. I mean, let's just say, Nancy, what do you have to say? What does it take to put up with Matt Russell for 20 years and all of his gab?
Oh my gosh, I'm speechless. I don't know.
I render her speechless on occasion. Speaking of rendering people speechless, that is something that Chef Albert Hall does on a regular basis. When you walk into these open arms of Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, you can't help but be treated as a member of the Hall family. Now, you and I are a member of the same family, I'm sure, that I'm in the will and all that. How's that going?
Fabulous.
We walked and we started this historic evening out at the bar. You were doing a great business tonight, so we wanted to spend a little bit of time getting another bartender, getting a sense of what was in store for us. My wife started out with a great mandarin lime drop martini. You're using fresh ingredients behind the bar, are you not?
Absolutely, as it should be.
Fresh lime juice, it's wonderful. She raved about the great Hanger One lime vodka, shaken with fresh lime sugar, splashes of sweet and sour and orange juice, served straight up with a sugar rim, a beautiful kind of sexy martini to start the night out. Now, I'm kind of more of a traditionalist. I wanted something cold and fizzy, if you will. And one of the things that strikes me about your cocktail menu, Chef Albert Hall, is your craft beer that you have on tap. I actually went for the Ska IPA out of Durango. One of the things that I love about it is the fact that
you've got a great many beer regions across the United States represented behind the bar. This is more than just the fizzy yellow stuff that you get at most other bars. What brings you to decide the kind of craft beers you want to feature here at the bar?
Well, we like the idea of diversity. So as we change these beers in and out, we like to see different representations. So I think Karen does a great job getting all different kinds and styles of craft beer to serve.
Yeah, well, he knocked the ball out of the park with this great Scott Modus Operandi IPA. I'm a hophead, and this delivered in a way that all hopheads across southern Arizona are going to love. So we made our way over to the dining room, and what I love about the setting here is that you've got this great sort of active, beautiful setting lounge there with the bar, but it's not intrusive in terms of the dining environment. You sort of have these two zones here that are in and of themselves their own sort of distinct personalities and distinct regions. So when we came into the dining room, we had that sense of intimacy, we had that sense of setting, and we weren't disturbed by the action in the bar, and you and your staff put us ever so appropriately on this romantic evening next to these beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows with a beautiful look at the twinkling lights of Tucson. What a great setting you've created.
You know, earlier today you could see some storm activity kind of moving back and forth, and it really is a beautiful view, a spectacular view of Tucson.
Yeah, wonderful. And as we started this great 20th anniversary wedding celebration dinner, my wife and I are big calamari fans, and we know that you've done some special things with calamari, unlike anywhere else really in southern Arizona, because you've got some sweet and you've got some spicy going on, and it's not overwhelmed by this sauce, which sometimes inappropriately blankets the real taste of the calamari that you find at other places. What is it about this calamari that has people raving?
Well, it's specifically designed to not come with a sauce that you actually dip into. I think that takes away, but you know, it's a very, very simple crusty cornmeal mixture that we dredge the calamari in, and then we toss it in a Cholula and lime butter sauce, accented with some roasted garlic and some fresh red peppers.
You know, you say that like it's just a typical day at the office for Chef Albert Hall, but a Cholula lime butter with beautiful sweet peppers and cornmeal crusted calamari really redefines calamari in a way that you can actually taste the fish and not just taste this coating. I mean, this is beautiful.
Well, as it should be, and you can taste every individual ingredient in it.
That's the way it should be. It's the way it was intended to be. And as we work our way through the menu, it was a very tough decision. I mean, this could have been a week-long celebration. In fact, it should be. When are you open for breakfast?
Now, for you, I would open for breakfast.
So we went for a little bit of the sea, and we went for a little bit of the lamb. Let's start with this petite filet. Again, you are using these beautiful local sourced ingredients. Talk to us about this petite filet we enjoyed.
Now, the petite filet actually isn't a local ingredient. Okay, this is actually a grass-fed, all-natural tenderloin from Uruguay. And we're going to be changing our meat program around a little bit for the summer, but we'll have those for the next couple weeks. And it's a lovely piece of meat. It's a little different than the traditional corn-fed, corn-finished American beef that we're used to eating. This has a little bit more mouthfeel to it, but I hope you agree the flavor profile is second to none. It's just delicious.
Yeah, one of the things we thought was kind of funny is our server, Rose, and let me just say for all of our listeners, Rose just gave us an incredible experience. She engaged us in a conversation about the menu. It wasn't just about what you want and what we can do. It's really about how can we make this a memorable experience. Again, all of our listeners, say hi to Rose next time you're in into Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. But one of the things we thought was kind of funny is she brought over a steak knife for the petit filet, and I am happy to report that neither my wife nor I even touched our steak knife for the entire course. I mean, this stuff is almost literally you can cut with a fork.
Well, again, I think tradition dictates that we'll serve a steak knife with a steak.
That's right. Talk to us a little bit about this butter, because, again, a remarkable thing about the way that you have decided to serve this petit filet was the fact that it was just gently kissed with this herbed, I mean, I can't pronounce it, Café de Paris butter. Talk to us about the magic there.
You know, it's a traditional compound butter that has just about everything you could imagine in it. It has over 35 different ingredients in this compound butter. And I mean, you line up, you stand in front of the spice shelf, you line up all the spices, and you just start putting it together. And I tell you, it's the most unusual combination, but it just... it does something to the meat that just takes it to a whole new level.
Right. We were actually remarking that the complexity of the butter, and it was sort of, as I said, it was sort of gently kissed because it was not, you know, it was not just, you know, lathered in this butter. It was just there for you to kind of play with. But it really, the way that the flavor profile came out and complementing the sort of rich taste quality of the beef is that it was almost brought out the natural flavors of the beef without being overwhelming. I mean, clearly this is what you had in mind when you're working back there.
Well, I like a simplistic approach to steaks, especially as it starts to get warmer. You'll see us kind of dummy down on some of our more elaborate presentations just because people, they don't want a bunch of contrived food when it's almost too hot to think, you know. So as we approach summer, we're gonna start lightening things up, and you'll see a pretty major change in our menus here in the next couple of weeks.
Beautiful. After this fillet, we went over to take a swim in the ocean, if you will, and we had this lovely cioppino. Now, Albert Hall, you have been making cioppino across this country for a long time. You did a stint, as I recall, in your culinary journey up in Oregon. You have done some work back east in Washington, D.C., and cioppino really has been, I think, always part of your repertoire, but I don't want to consider anything standard Albert Hall repertoire. What you've done with cioppino is really extraordinary because what we've found, fresh fish cooked perfectly, shellfish, beautiful. I believe there was some salmon in there. I believe there might have been some mahi. But the broth was just beautiful because you know why? It was broth. And it wasn't a jar of ragu, which some people say, you know, they're going to over-tomatoify this cioppino and you're going to end up feeling like you ate a big bowl of spaghetti. The broth that you've created allowed you to enjoy the fresh tastes of the fresh fish and just sort of dance around this beautiful spice that you've put in there. Talk about the cioppino.
Now, the broth from the cioppino is created by the fish that we put in there. The steaming of the shellfish actually in the sauce, the braising of the different fish, the addition of crab and mussels and scallops and shrimp all help to create that sauce. We spike it with a little bit of chipotle, which is a smoked jalapeno, of course. And while it is a tomato-based sauce, it's more of a seafood broth with tomato essence.
Right.
So again, simple, light, let it stand on its own. Let the real star be the fresh seafood.
Well, the real star here at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails is Chef Albert Hall because he has contributed to make this a wonderful historic milestone moment for my wife Nancy and myself on our 20th wedding anniversary. You've created a wonderful moment for us to celebrate. We, you know, can't wait to come back again and again and again in a couple of seconds that we have remaining. Give us an idea about what you have up your sleeve again as we move into the summer months here in Tucson.
We've got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, last year, when we were down the hill, we did a Seafood Thursdays, and we're going to recreate that again this year, but we're going to do it on Wednesday. So we've got everything good from the sea that we're going to offer, very fresh seafood, very reasonably priced. We're going to do that every Wednesday from 5 to 9. We've got our Tucson Originals $20 and 11 cent feature special, and I'm kind of scared to talk about it, but it's a 1-pound Maine lobster with all the trimmings for $20.11. So that'll be served in the bar from 5 until 9 daily.
Great. We're talking to Chef Albert Hall, world-renowned, in fact, Chef Albert Hall from Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, up on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, doing everything that you do best. We are just happy to be sitting here enjoying the benefits of your artistry again and again and again. I can't thank you for all the things that you've done here in this town.
Well, thank you for joining us, and happy anniversary.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Hello, you're on the air.
AM 13. Tucson's Jolt. KJLL. South Tucson.
Public presidential nomination. He kicked off his campaign today in rural New Hampshire, telling a crowd of supporters a change of direction is imperative.
Today we're united not only by our faith and belief in America, we're also united by our concern for America. This country we love is in peril. And that, my friends, is one reason why we're here today.
Romney's seen as the early GOP frontrunner. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is trying to move past a controversy over a helicopter ride. The Republican has reimbursed the state just over $2,100 for the cost of using a state police helicopter to travel to his son's high school baseball game. Ford plans to build a new 3-cylinder engine. The company says it will provide hybrid-like fuel economy. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer for the new lower price of just $5.88. That's a gallon of the tough stuff to last you a full year. Use it inside and out to create a guaranteed bug barrier for your entire house. Make it your home, not theirs. Thanks to Ortho Home Defense Max for just $5.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson, with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's six La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with eight handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all eight or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Hey, Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers, and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Campus Candy at 910 East University Boulevard, just west of Park in Main Gate Square for another exciting, fun-filled hour. It's the first Thursday Art Walk. There is so much going on, friends. all across Main Gate. You know, if you took a checklist and started counting out all the shops and the boutiques and the salons and the restaurants and the bars and the wine tastings and the candy, you're going to have an incredible night here. We got live music going on. There's just this great vibe, this great energy that's going on right now. And I couldn't imagine a better place to set up our broadcast for this week's show than at Campus Candy. Now, look, our good friend Gabe Barra, the manager of Campus Candy, has rolled out the red carpet for all of our listeners. In fact, if you are in our listening audience right now and you can get here by 9 o'clock tonight, from now till 9 o'clock, Gabe is going to offer you everything in the store for 50% off. And that's every candy, every gummy, every sweet, every tart, every frozen yogurt flavor, every sour this and sweet that. And I think he's got some cheesecake here from the Cheesecake Factory. Everything in the store is going to be 50% off if you come in by 9 o'clock tonight and mention On the Menu Live, or mention the radio show, or mention Matt Russell, or mention something to do with the radio. Gabe is going to know what you're doing, and he's going to give you half off of everything in the house, because this is just so much fun here to celebrate. And I need to stop running my mouth, because you're sick of hearing me. You want to hear the man, the candy man himself, talk about everything that he's put together here for all of you foodies across Southern Arizona. Gabe Barra, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
You get to come to this place every single day at work. I mean, I'd like want to set up a cot around here or something. This is pretty incredible.
It is. It is. It's absolutely amazing. The best job I've ever had, by far.
The best job you've ever had. Now, you know, I can't even begin to do justice to the setting that you've created here. And when you walk into this place, I mean, it's almost like going into a theme park. You know, everyone's got a smile. Everyone's excited. Everyone's got this positive energy. Even if they're having a bad day, they walk into Campus Candy, and they're automatically transformed into the best memories they ever had as a child about that favorite ice cream flavor or that favorite candy. I mean, what is it about this setting that has really taken off here in Tucson?
Well, you know, it's just, like you said, the minute they walk into the store, it's just, it's amazing. Their mouths are dropped. You know, all the different colors in the store absolutely just send somebody in shock, you know. And from older folks to younger folks, no matter who comes in the store, you're going to be a kid in the candy store all over again.
A kid in a candy store. Yeah, I mean, I when I walked in here, and again, you know, you can't imagine, ladies and gentlemen, 500 different kinds of candy. I mean, and just in your mind, that says that's a lot of candy. But when you walk in that front door and you are literally surrounded by these huge tubes, colorful tubes, and delicately packaged and bright colored candies, taking you all the way back to your days of Reese's and Kit Kat, and going all the way up to conventional times where we've got like the world's largest gummy worm, I think. I mean, there's something here for everybody.
That's right.
So how did this, what's the history of Campus Candy? How did this company get started?
Well, it all started from one of the owner, Mark himself, who's currently living in New York City. He went to visit his daughter up in Indiana, who was attending college at the time. They had brunch, I believe, on Kirkwood, down in Indiana. And he asked his daughter, I said, can I get a piece of candy? You know, I just want to get some sweet. I'm still kind of full from lunch, but I want to get a piece of candy. Where do I need to go to get some candy? And his daughter said, well, Dad, you got to go to CVS. And he says, well, why am I going to go to CVS? That's where I buy my deodorant at. I'm not going to go to CVS to buy my candy. He says, you're kidding me, right? There's really not a place, a candy store down on University, where you can buy a piece of candy. And she says, no, Dad, I'm serious. So for 2 days, it just bothered him. It was in his mind. It just, you know, finally a light bulb went off in his head, and he said, I got to create a candy store on college campuses. How genius would that be to create a candy store on college campuses? You know, I don't know if you've heard of the candy store, Dylan Candy Bar in New York
sure.
City.
You bet.
But, you know, he figured it'd be great for college campuses, you know. And so that's how it all began. And now we're here, you know, after that bright idea that Mark had. And now he's created a candy store. This is actually Campus Candy number five. Sorry, number five.
Number five.
And it's absolutely just been amazing. And within the next 2 months, we'll be opening up in Austin, Texas as well, and then several stores to be announced within the next few months.
My goodness. I mean, the man's a visionary. This Mark gentleman is a visionary.
That's right.
He's way ahead of his time. Now, what is the process when you say, okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to convene our business group, and we're going to sit down, and we're going to decide what kind of candy we're going to have on display here at Campus Candy. I mean, how did you arrive at the 500? Who got left out? You know, are there 900 kinds of candy in the world, and there's 400 that didn't make the cut?
Well, some of our stores are a little bit in size. They're a little bit different as far as size goes. Some stores are, you know, 1,500 square feet. Some of them will be, you know, 2,000, 2,500 square feet. So obviously in the bigger stores, we're able to carry a little bit more candy. However, even just 500 different types of candy is so much candy in the store already. So like in Arizona, we have 500 different types. styles of candy. I can tell you in Penn State, they've got more like 800 types of candy. So there's just so much that to offer inside Campus Candy. It's just absolutely crazy,
so,
mind-blowing.
So we're talking to Gabe Ibarra, the manager of Campus Candy, down here at 910 East University Boulevard in Mengate Square, just a stone's throw west of Park, having a great conversation about the Candy Man. Now, when I first walked into this place, I mean, I didn't know where to begin because there was just so much going on here, but it's done very thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. It's done sort of in categories. So
that's right.
Give our listeners a sense, kind of navigate them through
sure.
how you get around this store and the kinds of sort of features and functions you're going to see.
Right. Well, a part of what we do here and a part of the sales industry, we do a lot of merchandising here. So we like to merchandise a lot of our candy from the chocolate section to then you move on. In our stores, per se, I'll give you a little tour. You got the chocolate section on the right-hand side from chocolate-covered gummy bears to yogurt pretzels, to chocolate Reese's Pieces clodhoppers, which are from heaven. They're absolutely amazing, which I'll have to have you try.
Yes, you will.
We've got chocolate-covered almonds, raisins, espresso beans. I mean, so much chocolate you can't even imagine. And then you move on to the Jelly Bellies, any kind of Jelly Belly you can think about, from the buttered popcorn jelly bean to the hot and spicy Cajun jelly bean. It's just absolutely mind-blowing.
I did have a little taste of the buttered popcorn-flavored jelly belly or jelly bean. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, to capture that distinct taste of buttered popcorn, put it in a jelly bean,
right.
and give it a hint of sweetness that complements that full-flavored butter. I mean, I want to have like an extra-large tub of just those.
It tastes just like popcorn, right?
That was unbelievable. And then so you go sort of into this area where the gummies are.
Right.
Now, there's like this gummy zone. We were
right.
talking before the show that
mm-hmm.
gummy bears, you know, seemed to me to peak, a few years ago. But I was blown away when I saw the range of gummy mm-hmm. opportunities. I mean, I think there's even a fried egg gummy.
Gummy fried egg.
Gummy fried egg.
That's right. Right. We've got from gummies, we've got from techno gummies to swirly gummy bears to cherry, raspberry, different kinds of gummy bears, a whole bunch of different selection of gummies out there. I mean, from gummy fried eggs, like you said, to gummy frogs, gummy octopus, gummy whale, gummy sharks. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Now,
gummy teeth.
The gummy sharks are a big hit in my household. Are they as big of a mover?
They're huge.
As I thought? Yeah.
Huge here.
Amazing.
Huge.
There's almost a cult. There's a gummy cult. Following,
mm-hmm.
I think, that's sort of taken the nation by storm, and you've created the destination for them to hang
that's
out.
That's right.
Talk about the world's largest gummy candy. You've got the – is it a gummy worm, Gabe?
We've got a gummy worm.
A gummy
and we
worm.
Did have a gummy bear. When now we have just the gummy worm, and it's just absolutely – it's 4 foot long, and it's about 3 inches thick. Huge.
Has Congressman Anthony Weiner come into the store yet? I mean, no. I'm sorry. That's for another. That's for the John C. Scott show. That's news. We don't like to talk news here. This is about food.
That's
but,
right.
But you know, if the New York Post can do it, so can On the Menu Live.
That's right.
Anyway, but I digress. So you've got this huge gummy worm.
Right. 5,000 calories.
5,000 calories. And how much does that cost?
That runs $25.99.
So that's a great gift.
That's right.
I mean, if you want to take it on and eat it yourself, you can do that. But it's a great gift for the gummy enthusiast.
You know, for a while there, we thought, why don't we do a competition and see who can finish this large gummy worm within a certain amount of time, maybe 5 minutes or something like that. But then we realized we're probably going to kill somebody here in the store, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah, and speaking of sort of record-breaking, epic proportion items here, in addition to this, you know, world's largest gummy worm, talk about the jawbreaker that you almost put an eye out with here not too long
so we
ago.
Move on from the gummies to the jawbreaker section. We've got from mini jawbreakers and then to the world's biggest jawbreaker. I mean, Matt, you saw it yourself. This jawbreaker is softball size. It's absolutely amazing. It's wrapped in its own wrap. It's got to be because it's so huge. It's amazing. We've had some college student that actually purchased it from us and took him 4 days to complete the jawbreaker, came back into the store and showed us his tongue. His tongue was not only cracked, but as well bleeding.
It drew blood. Candy yep. is drawing blood here at Campus Candy.
That's right.
So, you know, what that says to me is, you know, this is an authentic candy experience. This is not a novelty. You know, you're going to sell a jawbreaker like that. Someone's going to buy it. Someone's going to eat it.
and some come back and say, you know, here's a manifestation of my commitment to candy. My tongue is bleeding.
Right.
Any bleeding tongues today, Gabe?
Not today, unfortunately.
Okay, good. So we're you know, one day with no blood. That's perfect.
That's right.
Anyway, so as we work our way around sort of the gummy section, especially when the weather starts getting hot, mm-hmm. and Tucson becomes Tucson for the 6 month summer that we have, you sort of lay your eyes on this sort of mirage, as it were. You've got this great frozen yogurt station.
That's
Talk
correct.
About that.
Oh man, our frozen yogurt is absolutely amazing. I mean, there's just so much to say about it. First of all, we change out our frozen yogurts every single day. So our yogurt is made fresh every single day. The process to do it, it can be time consuming. We care so much about our frozen yogurt and what we serve here at Campus Candy. I mean, the texture, from how creamy, how smooth it is. It's like soft serve ice cream. People eat it and they're like, no way, this is not yogurt. It is. It's yogurt. Not only that, but it's low calories, only 100 calories for every 4 ounces.
Wow.
So it just absolutely tastes amazing. We got the sweet flavor, and then we have tart flavors, and we have over 100 different flavors here at Campus Candy. So, again, we change out our flavors every single day.
Yeah, and I think I don't want you to just sort of, you know, dance by that quickly. I want to talk a little about that a little bit more, because, you know, when you go to ice cream stores, soft serve ice cream stores and yogurt stores, I mean, you can cut every corner under the sun to mm-hmm. try to make your profit, you know, as big as possible. And
right.
that means changing those things out every few days.
That's right.
Changing it out every week. Now, you can tell the difference
right.
in taste of yogurt being dispensed out of that machine if it's been changed out yesterday mm-hmm. or if it's been changed out, you know, a week ago.
That's
it's
right.
the freshness of flavor. It's the rich. It's the creaminess. And the flavors that you had me try a little bit above, those are two of your top-selling flavors. What are those?
Those are that's cake batter and Texas peanut butter. That's our most popular flavors that we sell.
Cake
and we try
batter,
to keep those every Friday and Saturday.
And you swirl it with love.
That's correct.
And so, again, on a hot day, this is the best place to come. And I'm thinking about toppings. So you got this great bowl of yogurt, and you look around, and you've got, like, this whole store is a topping bar.
That's right. That's right. Just like we tell all our customers, the entire store is your topping. So you can get your yogurt, get your cup, put anything you want inside the store. But we just, new to Campus Candy, we now have fresh fruit toppings. So we have from kiwi to blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, pineapple, cantaloupe, a whole fruit section, which is amazing. It's gone really well to get the fruit in the store.
Give the people what they want.
That's
you have something for everybody.
That's right.
So when you've satisfied your sort of creamy sweet tooth, when you work your way around to the other side of the store. Now, this is just half the store, ladies and gentlemen. What do you see as you're walking in on the right-hand side?
So then you come along to the right-hand side. We also don't want to skip the cheesecake. We saw the cheesecake is...
How did we do that?
Going from the Jawbreakers, you got the cheesecake.
That's atypical for me to skip the cheesecake.
So going from the Jawbreakers, then you got the cheesecake section, again, which cheesecake is from the Cheesecake Factory. I mean, who only better than the Cheesecake Factory makes the best cheesecake?
You go right to the top. Right to the top,
so,
baby.
So, again, Campus Candy only has to have the best, right?
Absolutely. And it's packaged in individual servings, so you don't have to go buy a huge cheesecake.
That's exactly right.
You know, but we do want to talk about the fact that you can come in here and buy product for private parties and special events. I mean, did you say you just did a wedding not too long ago?
We did. We recently did a bar mitzvah, and we've done a couple weddings. Today we actually did a wedding. So we do packages for weddings. We'll do bulk candy, specific colors. You can get very, very detailed here in Campus Candy because, again, we have so much to offer. And if we don't have it in the store, it's something that I can always get. So I usually like to spend a lot of time with folks, especially that are doing weddings and birthday parties, and just try to find out what they're actually wanting, what they're envisioning. A lot of folks that come in don't really know, well, I kind of want this and kind of want that. Hopefully someday, being a candyologist, we'll be able to tell you exactly what you need inside the store. And it's great. We sell a lot of candy here for weddings and bar
mitzvahs. That's great. We have just about another minute left before we go to our trivia question. Our listeners have a chance to call in, and if you are the first to call in with the right answer to the trivia question, you're going to get a $25 gift card?
$25
gift card is going to buy you a lot of candy and yogurt and cheesecake here at Campus Candy if you think you know the answer to the question. But before we go to that, we haven't gone to the tart, to the sour section.
All right, let's move over to the sour section. First, you're running into the licorice. You got black licorice, red licorice, and then you got we've got Laffy Taffy, and then you move over to the packaged candy where we've got the original Snickers bar to M&M's, Twix, things like that. And then you move over to the sour section, and you've got sour belts from watermelon, apple to rainbow colored, and then you've got the Sour Patch Kids, all the whole different sour section, huge variety of soured candy.
Unbelievable.
And, I mean... I love sour candy. Everyone that comes in the store, majority of people that come in the store, what are you? What kind of a candy person are you? We ask. And a lot of people say, I'm a sour person, so we take them to the sour section. And it tends to a lot more people in our store lean more towards the sour side.
I love it. Well, I bet you've tried one of everything. You've got 500
Absolutely.
Candies. Gabe Ibarra has tried them all.
That's right.
Anyway, he's a very charitable manager, and he wants to give our listeners a chance to come in here and try campus candy for yourself if you are the first person to call in to the station with the answer to this question. Gabe, take it away.
Okay, so our question for the trivia
yes.
is going to be from the widest to the narrow, from wide to narrow, what are the colors on a candy corn?
Okay, everybody knows candy corn. Halloween-made candy corn.
That's right.
Has distinct colors that everybody remembers from the wide side of the candy corn to the narrow side of the candy corn. What are the colors in what order? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a $25 gift card at Campus Candy. Good luck. Stick around. We'll be right back.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's six La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the salsa bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Mangate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the 2-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Campus Candy in Main Gate Square, 910 East University Boulevard, just west of Park, and we are speaking with the candy man himself. Am I the first person, Gabe Ibarra, to call you the candy man?
Oh, no, not at all.
All right, good. I want to say, but do you mix it all with love and make the world taste good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm dating myself. I'm a Sammy Davis Jr. guy. Anyway, the candy man can. Gabe Ibarra says that, and you can
win a gift card to Campus Candy for yourself. If you think you know the answer to the question, again, what are the colors in the standard candy corn, and in what order, going from the wide section of the candy corn all the way to the narrow section of the candy corn? We've got a full board back at the studio, so we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to go right to line one and say hi to Ed. Hey, Ed, welcome to On the Menu Live. Ed, are you with us? Lost Ed. Well, Ed's lost. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Marita. Hey, Marita. Is Marita with us? My goodness. Okay, so there might be a problem with the phone line, so I'm going to... We definitely have John. Well, it's John's lucky day, Gabe Ibarra.
All right.
Caller number three. You know, he was hoping the first two would not get it, but now he has found himself caller number one and a chance to win a $25 gift card at Campus Candy. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Listen, we're going to go right to the question. Candy corn has identifiable colors. We want to know the colors and what order they are, from the wide part of the corn to the narrow part. Hit it, John.
Okay, I'm going with orange, yellow, and white.
Orange, yellow, and white. Gabe?
I'm sorry, John, but that is not correct.
Okay, so John, not correct, so hang up and try again. That opens up a line. All right, Ed and Marita, if you're within listening listenership, go ahead and call us back, 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. Now, let's give a little bit of a hint that we've got some colors. The colors were all right, were they not?
All the colors were correct.
Okay, so John got all the right colors, but not in the right order. And that's very, very important to preserve the brand integrity of the candy corn. Anyway, Marita's back. Hey, Marita, sorry we lost you.
And I didn't hear what the person before me said.
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you because that'd be giving you an unfair advantage. But anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I would have heard him if I hadn't been lost my call.
All right. You know what? You're such a sweetheart. We're going to go ahead and say, you know, the colors that John said were?
Orange, yellow, and white.
Orange, yellow, and white. And Marita, we want to know in what order those colors go from the wide end to the narrow end of the candy corn.
I think it's yellow, orange, white.
That's correct.
Yes, she got it.
Yay!
Well done, Marita. You
great
know, you
job.
Dropped off, you come back on, you try your best. Now, something tells me you've had some candy corn in your day.
I have had some candy corn in my day, and I do a lot of crafts with children, and I always use candy corn in crafts, too, around the holidays.
Well, let me tell you something, Marita. When you come into Campus Candy, your whole idea about the holidays and crafting is going to be transformed because you're going to have all these new ideas about what to do with candy. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you what you're in for.
Oh, fabulous. I'm so excited.
Marita, thanks so much for listening. Congratulations. Don't hang up. Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to get that gift card out to you very, very shortly.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. So, yeah, Gabe, I thought it was going to be a stumper, but she nailed it.
She did.
She got it. Everybody
right
loves
on.
Candy corn. Everybody knows the colors, but she nailed them right in the order.
That's right.
Anyway, we got about a minute or so left before we have to wrap up. Give our listeners a sense of your hours of operation.
Okay.
Again, we want to talk about the special that you're running and how people can learn more about you.
Okay, so Campus Candy right now for summer hours. We're into summer now because we are on a college campus. Our summer hours change. So right now we're running from Mondays through Thursdays. We're opening at 12 o'clock noon, and it'll be closing at 9 o'clock p.m. And then starting from Friday, Saturday, we'll be open from 12 noon. It'll be closing at 10 o'clock p.m. And then with Sundays, we'll be open from 12 o'clock noon and closing at 9 o'clock p.m.
Great. So candy, any time of the day, really. I mean, you're here to serve.
That's right.
You got a Facebook. You got Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter. Yep. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We post all our flavors. Again, we change out the flavors every single day, so we post them on Facebook and Twitter. You'll be able to find out what it is before you come to the store.
And again, tonight, up until 9 o'clock, mention the radio broadcast. Get 50% off anything in the store. And all through the entire month of June, if you mention the radio broadcast, you're going to get 20% off anything in the store.
That's right.
Anyway, Gabe Ibarra, it was such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for introducing me to this whole new world of candy that I couldn't even begin to imagine. Quickly, what's the most popular item in this entire store?
The most popular item, I'd have to say, would be our chocolate-covered gummy bears.
Chocolate-covered gummy bears. I'll take two satchels, please. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Hey, Gabe, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much,
thanks.
Matt.
Hello, you're on the air.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
Tiny impulses of electric current are produced.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.